Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of November, recording at 8:25 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, a little bit subdued here. I should say pausing here, in line with the short-term overbought condition and perhaps some concern over, understandable concern over those small key day reversals that we have seen recently on the stock market downside, key day reversals in the stock market indices. Now, government bonds, U.S. Treasuries weak in here today, not maintaining yesterday's rally. And in the dollar, a bit of a bounce back, but not quite wiping out yesterday's reaction. But this little struggle in the trading range between bulls and bears continues. And precious metals generally firm in here today. Gold, as I speak, right on the $500 level. And oil retesting its lows. Okay, let's go on back to the stock markets now. We have had a flurry of small downside key day reversals, as I mentioned yesterday, and in the opening of this broadcast. Now, the chances are those are just warning shots across the bow, reminding us that this bull run that we're seeing is long in the tooth. And I do feel that the risks are rising, but I don't feel that this is a time to be abandoning ship in here. Don't want to be complacent about the keys, but short-term trends have to end somehow, and we had seen a very powerful march upwards from those mid-October lows, leading to this current little pause in here. So my hunch is that we get a little bit of a correction, but there's enough overall momentum, enthusiasm, and will and liquidity, not least, to push these markets, most of these markets, somewhat higher next month as well, and in the best cases, possibly well into the first quarter of the new year. Again, I'll repeat ad nauseam that I'll be very surprised, not to say relieved, if we get through 2006 without a correction which is significantly larger than anything that we've seen in the last 3 years. Okay, I should really say 2.5 years, or since that March 2003 reaction low. What to back? Well, I think my old favorites are as good as anything. There's a big, and that's we're talking about among the industrialized developing country markets. We're talking about Japan and Korea. We're talking about the resources sector, and we're talking about some of the better performing emerging markets. Some of the lagging emerging markets offer pretty good value, markets such as Thailand. But whether it's going to perform that much between now and say the next correction is another point. In other words, it just may continue to consolidate here before eventually springing to life. And most of all, I think I do like these mining shares still. And there seem to be more bears than bulls about, and that's probably no bad thing in terms of those of us who are actually long. Government bonds, you know, I don't like that sector. And the best I can see is technical rallies, particularly when stock markets go a bit wobbly. But those technical rallies are short sale opportunities once they start to lose momentum. And in terms of the currencies here, well, I talked about this little struggle here in the trading range between the dollar bulls and the bears. My view is that the dollar's rally looks long in the tooth. It has really struggled to extend the breakout that we had seen earlier in the month, and I don't think there's a whole lot in it actually, but the risks are rising. In other words, I think that the next big move will be on the downside. But since the dollar's breakouts on the dollar index against the euro, against the Swiss franc, because they have not yet, not to mention the yen, because they have not yet failed, we can't technically, we certainly can't rule out the possibility of one more go for the dollar bulls, but I think that would kind of be the last hurrah territory. And in terms of precious metals, well, people seem to be awfully cautious around this $500 level, and a little pause refresher here is certainly no big deal. I think they look very, very strong. So I hope I'm not missing anything, but precious metals are the least of my worries in here right now. What would worry me most about precious metals is unlikely to be anything that would pertain to the sector specifically, but would be if we saw a sharp downturn in stock markets. And we saw a little bit of that in October in terms of a delayed reaction in the precious metals when stock markets were getting hit quite hard, because that makes people nervous and they start to close down positions generally. But I don't think we're going to see that just yet, and hopefully not for a while. And as long as it's not too panicky, it need not affect stock markets all that. I beg your pardon, need not affect the precious metals all that much anyway. And in the energy sector, still on the defensive, we're getting now oil had one of its marginally better rallies last week, but it's retraced those gains to retest the lows. That's not well, it's still consistent. It's still within this downtrend. It hasn't broken out, but it has been a very orderly, consistent, rangy downward trend, coming down much more slowly than oil had moved up. So that does look to me, as I've said before, like a typical consolidation within a long-term secular uptrend. So a medium-term correction within the secular uptrend. And I maintain that oil is much, much closer to what will be a significant low than it is to well, much closer to a significant low than most people are actually saying here right now. But I'm not going to call the bottom until I actually see it to turn upwards, because saying it's very close to potentially important bottom is conjecture on my part, and the most important thing is to let the charts actually show us, and they haven't done that yet. And folks, I think that's pretty much it, so I'll bid you adieu. All the best to all of you.